Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of State of the Auction. Today's topic of conversation is the differences between live and online auctions. Today we more or less talked about the key differences, the do's and don'ts, and the overall importance that experience and professionalism have in the auction industry. We had the pleasure of sitting down with Jake Pryor-Beliski. He's the auction coordinator over at Resource Auction, and he gave us a lot of great insight on everything, and it was a good episode. Hope you enjoy. Welcome. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's good. I'll speak for everybody. They all look fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, today we have a special guest, Mr. Jake Pryor-Beliski. Hey. Just want to start off a little introduction of yourself.
Yeah. My name's Jake Pryor-Beliski. Been here for 7 years. This will be my seventh year full time. Very happy to be here. I guess my position is I'm the auction coordinator. And I view my job basically as delivering on the promises that we made to our sellers and the auction reps have made that we will conduct a professional auction that delivers top of the market results. And that's a lot of coordination with the staff and the team, and I can't stress that part enough. It takes a village, but it's painstaking hours of setting up the auction and lining things up, preparing it, specs, pictures, the whole nine yards, so that at the end of the day, you know, we deliver on those promises. And it's something I take very seriously and very happy to be here and look forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you around during some of the live auction days too?
I was. Yep. And I mean, no bones about it. Dennis is my father, so I've been around for, you know, many, many years, and I got to see a lot of live auctions. I think we're all a little nostalgic for him. But, you got to keep current, and the current mode is doing more and more online auctions, and we see results from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, today's topic is more or less live versus online auctions. Just kind of touch on some different differences in live and online, pros, cons, what you like, what you don't like, you know what I mean? So, starting off, what do online auctions consist of compared to live auctions and all that jazz?
I would say buyer accessibility is probably the number one thing that is an advantage for online auctions versus live. And all of our live auctions are simulcast and streamed, so they can watch and bid accordingly. But there's still a time window where you have, you know, you got to sit and watch it for that hour, 2 hours, 3 hours until your lot that you're interested in comes up and then bid.
Right.
Versus online, you have the flexibility to put a max bid at your convenience and then come back, check, and bid accordingly. So the buyer flexibility on bidding, I'd say, is the number one thing.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah.
I was just sitting here conducting my own online auction. There was absolutely no noise whatsoever.
Yeah.
The crowd wasn't making any noise. The auctioneer wasn't making any noise. The only noise that you could possibly hear during an online auction is if the bidder gets outbid, and the only person that'll hear it is whoever's in their house. And you know what he said? We don't want to repeat it on the podcast. Every time they get outbid, they say the same thing. But no, I mean, David's exactly right. In terms of what the online auction has brought to the auction industry, it's increased our audience tenfold. They have more time to bid. They have more opportunity to bid. And it's brought a different group of people to the auction, because so many people in the past were not auction goers. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys in our generation and the generation prior to us simply wouldn't go to an auction. It was like, well, gosh, I got to stand there all day and maybe have a chance to bid on what I want, and you know what, I'm just going to skip it. Or it was a social function, and we missed some of the social functionality of that. There's no question. Correct. About that mm-hmm. people want to see that. But at the end of the day, if a seller asks any one of us what the better route to go is, we really truthfully can only say it's pretty much a toss-up. There's no advantage to one type of auction over the other. There's advantages to certain individuals in the different types of auction. I think it might be a little easier for the seller to have an online auction. I think it might be a little easier for the buyer to attend an online auction because they're going to attend it in their own atmosphere, and then they're going to make arrangements to go get their purchases. As far as us, we're still doing all the work we ever did. All the detail-oriented work, prepping the stuff for auction, getting all the information up on the website. Because, at the end of the day, let's face it, all of our auctions were simulcast online.
Right.
So we were welcoming the public to bid from home. So we were still doing that work. Now we're probably just doing a little more of it. And one of the real interesting things is, sat down with a seller last week, and it's the same question that we get all the time. What do I do with all this small stuff? And, we've even answered that in this podcast in a couple of weeks past. Well, you put it on the auction and people bid on it. Well, gee, I just think it would be better if that's all that small stuff, my tools and those parts and everything, if the crowd was here. And I said, to the contrary, most people will buy that stuff if they make a plan to go get it. If they're standing there and it happens across them, they might not come back to do it. So the premium in all that is to have it in the online auction. So it's just the nature of the business and how it's progressed and how things are going. Probably a live auction in that sense was a lot easier for us to do because we didn't have to take all the photos of all that miscellaneous grease guns, tires, parts, hundreds of lots from your average farm operation. But not only are we bringing good value for that stuff to the seller, we're bringing good use to the buyer.
Yep. And we've tried to meld, the two auctions together as we do, live inspection day is a day for the public to come and their friends to come, especially on a retirement auction or a farm auction. It's been working really well, and we've seen really good turnout, and that's kind of our way to meld both of the auction settings together, and I think it's been successful so far.
It's also a way to encourage inspection.
Correct. It is.
A lot of guys will sit back and take the easy route out. Well, I'll look at the pictures. Picture's worth a million words, but it's not worth a million and one. You still want to be encouraged to go take a look at that equipment, size it up, make sure it's everything that you expect it is. There's a couple of strange words in the auction business. And since Tom and I, I always default to Tom because we're about the same age. We grew up at the same time. We think a lot of the same about things. You three also do now that you've been around the auction business. But there's two words out there that buyers always want us to tell them. And we've come to a point in our lives where we can't tell them that anymore. They want to know if it's field ready. Well, what's field ready to David, Jake, Reed, or Tom, or me versus somebody out there could be 200 percentile of a difference. Reed might say, I expect it to be field ready. Well, what does that mean? Well, it has fuel in it and everything was greased in the last 10 hours.
Yeah.
Jake might say, I expect all the wear parts to be replaced. David might say, I would think that if it's field ready, it should have fuel in it, the windows should be washed, the toolbox should be clean, and there should be a sandwich right there on the seat next to me. And Tom, you and I are from a different world. Field ready to us means, as long as the radiator's full, we'll put the fuel in it when we get there, and tomorrow we'll grease it because we got to get going. But that's a really, honestly, ridiculous question when people say that. Is it field ready? There's so many possible variations of that. And that's where inspection on your own behalf becomes the one and only way that you can determine whether that's the unit that you want to buy. Now, you can buy it and take your chances, and you might be the winner of the lottery. It might be way better than you expect. You might buy it, and it might be exactly what you expect, or it might be a little less than you expect. But the one way you can warrant that it's going to be exactly what you expect is for you to go look at it. That's the only way.
Right. Yeah, how important do you think the option to extend bidding during the auction is?
It's very important. I think that's the crux of the whole online auction industry because that eliminates the whole opportunity for the buyer to say, I got aced out, I got buzzed out, I couldn't get back in. You know, my internet was too slow, so it didn't work. Everybody's got varying degrees of internet. Everybody's got varying degrees of time that they'll spend bidding on something. So I think that the extension is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about replicating a live auction ultimately, and just having everybody have every chance to get their bid in.
Right.
So exactly what Dennis said, if Tom has the fastest internet, he'd be winning all the lots because he'd get that last bid in, and everybody else would just see it close.
Yep.
Correct. It was kind of interesting back in the eBay days when they first fired up, you know, it was to the end and who could be the last bidder, you know, and it really wasn't fair to everybody. This makes it just so much more fair. And honestly, I think people are, we're seeing more and more extensions all the time in it. People are watching it. They can be doing their regular farm work and bidding from their phone. And it just works really, really well. It does.
Yeah, for those of you that are confused right now, Tom is off camera right now. There's an extra mic sitting over here. So for those watching the video, that's who's talking is Tom. So
if this was Thanksgiving, he'd be at the kids' table.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little short table next to us here that Tom's sitting at. So
but you should see the pile of paperwork he has in front of him.
Yeah.
He's the fact checker today.
Yeah.
Fact checker Tom.
So to that, a guy asked me one time, how do you know if you're having a good auction? Well, if everything's extended, you're having a good auction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really what we say. Well, you know, sometimes it comes down to those last few minutes because everybody wants to wait until the end of bid, and we're scratching our head and we're starting to sweat a little bit, and the sellers are like, you know, my tractor only has 7 bids on it. Well, yeah, just give it a couple hours here because we're coming into the final stretch, and that's when people like to bid. And you know, and then all of a sudden you look at the screen and extend, 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 extend. That's when you know you're having a good auction because you've got numerous people on every piece. So right. How much better could it get?
Yeah. Yep. Is that the same with, like, how similar is that feeling to the live auction?
It's as close as you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it.
It's as close as you're going to get.
Don't have somebody hollering in your face going, come on, how'd that saying go? Take your time,
but hurry just a little.
Yeah, see, nobody gets to hear that anymore.
Take your time.
If you're bidding on the online auction and it's an extension, take your time, but hurry just a little.
Yeah, we could use that instead of calling an extension. We could just rename it that.
It's a lot of words, though.
It is a lot of words. We can make an acronym.
When you're saying it, when you're saying it over the mic as an auctioneer, it goes pretty fast, but it's a small button.
Yeah. Do you think the privacy of online auctions has an impact on all that? Like, because obviously, like during the live auction, some people might be a little more hesitant, but from the comfort of your own home on the computer or on your phone in the tractor, like how big of an impact do you think that has on everything?
I think I would be remiss to say that it doesn't. Back to our generation, you know, when people would go to a live auction and buy something, they put their chest out pretty far and make sure that everybody saw them bid, and not everybody's that way anymore. Not everybody wants everybody else to know their business, and, you know, there's a lot less privacy nowadays because of social media and different things like that. And I think when people have the opportunity to be private about their business, I think it gives them an opportunity to exercise that and think more clearly about their purchase and say, you know what, I am going to bid one more time because I figured this out, as opposed to being on the spot and having to make that decision. However, having to be on that spot and make that decision suited us quite well for many years and still well in the future. You know, that's the one thing I always want to say about this is there's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place for a live auction. There's a time and a place for an online auction. It's getting to be less of a impasse as to which one is better for the seller. Mm-hmm. You know, we give the information to the seller and they decide what works better for them. And, you know, live auctions are still great. We still get good crowds. David and Andrew just did a couple of big fundraisers last weekend. And, you know, there's an example of where you really can't do that work through an online auction. A lot of the online auctions that we do fundraising for, we also do live auctions in tandem with them, but we include some of those online auctions to include some of the crowd that can't come to those events. Mm-hmm. So we see that too. But, you know, it's always fun to get out in front of a crowd. And, of course, anybody that ever went through the effort of going to auction school, becoming an auctioneer, was either a frustrated musician or had a good enough ego where they wanted to be in front of a crowd. And so there's still all that in us that want to be auctioneers, and we're auctioneers and are auctioneers. It's fun to be in front of a crowd. But yeah, it's like everything else, you just got to change what you're doing a little bit. You got to learn a little more of a shtick.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some things we do, like at Resource Auction? What are some of the touches that we... What are the details? What are some of the details we put into our online auctions, since we're mostly online now? What are some things we do to...
Go ahead.
Yeah,
finish your question.
You get what I'm saying.
Well, I do think it starts with kind of melding both of those together, you know, mm-hmm. like the live inspection days. And we just had two of them on Saturday. You know, we tried to put a personal touch to it. We bought some items that we put up for raffle, and we invite the public in, and... You know, the sellers can be there too to, you know, meet their neighbors and whatnot. We try to keep the personal touch of the live auction in with the online auction as much as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So, and I just think whatever we need to do to make that happen. I know Tom last year, he did a inspection day where he cooked food and everything like that. We just try to make it a social event, just like a live auction would be. So,
yeah, and
it comes down to, you know, just showcasing. I mean, a lot of times they're retirements or what they are. Yep. People still like to visit with their neighbors and get together, and a little bit of a social event too, like the live sales used to be. So you still can have that impact with people. There's a lot of the prep work too, you know, like just because it's an online sale doesn't mean that we still don't do our work. We go out, we line it up, you know, it looks professional. Mm-hmm. The cleaning's done. The specs are impeccable. You know, and that's a very important part of this, and people that come to the yard, you know, this it's first impressions. They see that, it's like, hey, these guys are doing their job. This is a good deal. It's not like, you know, you've gone to used car lots and you've seen stuff that doesn't look very good and you're like, I'm not buying anything here. Or you're going to a nicer car lot and you're going, hey, they got some nice items here. This is looking good.
It looks professional.
You know, it's that kind of feeling that you get.
Yeah. Yep. Well, if you were to pull into an auction that we're having, whether it was live or online, if you pulled into that yard on auction day, the only difference from live to online is there'd be no people, porter potties, or pulled pork.
Yep.
I mean, other than that, it'd be all lined up, washed, and ready to go, just like a live auction would be.
Yep. Say that five times again real fast. People, porta potties, pulled pork. The five P's. No, you know what? When you pull into a guy's yard and you say, hey, this guy's having an auction, doesn't matter if it's live or online. It looks like he's having an auction or they're having an auction, and everything is presented just as if there were going to be a crowd there that day. And that gives that buyer a great amount of confidence, and it gives that seller, you know, let's face it, 90% of our sellers have known from the day they started farming that someday they would, or construction work, any type of business work. We do a lot of commercial auctions too. We always focus a lot on farm because it's a lion's share of our business and we're all farm families. But at the end of the day, when you're starting your business or your farm, you know that at some point in your life, you're going to liquidate that business or that farm. And for a lot of people, that means having an auction. They don't know when it's going to be. It could be 20 years in their future, 40 years in their future. Maybe they have family coming. Maybe they're not sure if someone's going to come home and be that next generation to take over. But most of them have it in their head that at some point they're going to have an auction. And all of a sudden, it became an online auction. And in their mind, that changed everything. In our mind, it changed nothing. We're still having an auction. Mm-hmm. We're still cleaning the cabs. We're still lining the equipment up. We're still taking the photos. We're still making everything look as good as it can possibly look for that seller so that they can get every last penny that they can out of their hard-earned dollar that they put into that equipment. So that's another big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of leads me into the next question I had for you guys. What role does the atmosphere of the live auction or online auction, even talking about the setup and pulled pork, porta potties, you know what I mean? Like, what role does that atmosphere play in people? Yeah. It's a tongue twister. What can
I say? That's why I said I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Because that was on the fly.
It can go a couple different ways. You know, on the real estate auction side, when you're selling land, we've seen it have both, as far as values go, a positive impact and a negative impact. It can have a positive impact when it's the two bulls in the ring phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It can have a negative impact when it's cooperative neighbors with each other and they're just uncomfortable because they, you know, have parallel deals with them, or, you know, they work with them on another side. Maybe they sell seed to them. Maybe they, you know, have other businesses that they need to look out for those interests for. But if it's online, it's anonymous. And so those, one way or another, it's more of a predictable outcome. It's more of a true reflection, I think, oftentimes, of what the market's bearing. So the atmosphere plays a big role, and it can go either way. I think we've seen it maybe more in the cooperative tone, more so than lately in the last few years, than it has been the two bulls in the ring phenomenon, for whatever reason that is. So we have done majority online land auctions, but when it's multi-track, when there's a lot of parcels available, that's when we still feel it's more appropriate to do that live auction and to get people together and also simulcast it online so they have that opportunity as well. But you know, everybody's situation is different. Every piece of land is different, so it's just important to go weigh all those options, see what kind of market you're selling into, what the buyers are like, what's normal for that area, and then make that decision based on that.
Yeah. In that stead, anonymity becomes neutrality.
Yeah.
And if I don't know that I'm bidding against you, I can still look you in the eye when I go down the street and say, hey, you know, all's fair in love and war auctions. You know, whereas if everybody's sitting across the table from each other, it can be difficult because there are those times that, you know, this favor was exerted and this favor was accepted. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody has to make up their own mind about bidding. But the online auction does create that neutrality through anonymity. I think that part of it's good. Land business, like David said, you know, more and more today we're seeing guys that are going to have to be aggressive with their neighbors when it comes to buying land, because there just is only so much of it ever to be sold, and there's getting to be less and less of it. And there's less land out there for sale. There's less transactions that are going to take place. And like you said, you know, we've always said this. Land, equipment, doesn't matter what it is. There's some similarities, but all of these things are like snowflakes. No two are alike. Mm-hmm. And everything has an individual characteristic that allows you to pay more or less for it because of that. And once you've made up your mind what you're going to do when you're that buyer, you have to decide if you're going to be the buyer or not. And, you know, the online auction does probably give people that anonymity, but live auctions still, you know, do sometimes create some of that anonymity too. In that case, animation, because then you do have the two bulls.
Yeah.
Animation and anonymity are two very different things.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one thing that's kind of interesting to me, and a gentleman I was visiting with talked to me about land, and he said, and I kind of remember this pretty well, you know, we're a very young country. You know, we're just over 250 years old about, and most countries in the world are old. So the opportunity for people in this country to own land is relatively easy. In a lot of countries, it is not, you know. So as we age or our country gets older, it will always, you know, we're in a great country where there always will be opportunity to own land. But the price will always reflect that. And as time goes on, it'll be more. And in some countries, you know, they sell it by the square foot, you know, even farmland.
What's bad about that whole thing, Tom, is that you just said that this country is only 200 and some years old. That means you and I have been here for a fourth of it.
Don't say that. Now, don't say that.
I start calling you the forefathers.
I've been called worse things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all the questions I really had. Now we can kind of touch on some of the upcoming auctions and events that we're having here at Resource Auction and Anchor Pro. I don't know if you want to touch on some of those first, David. I don't know if you have any upcoming land auctions noteworthy.
Yeah, in this area we got a couple coming up. I'm working on one that's out central North Dakota. It's not live yet, or it's not published yet, so just keep your eyes open for that one. Just got one up today that's out by Alvarado, 230 acres. That'll be an online auction. It's sold in two tracks, so that'll be nice. And then, we got several listings from Indiana, Iowa. We got a blueberry farm in Michigan. So, acrepro.com if you're out looking for land.
Awesome. Yeah. Otherwise, right now we do have three live auctions. I think this podcast should be up by the end of the 25th.
So three online auctions that are open.
Yes. Correct. Yeah, I believe it's September monthly, BNN, and then Paul Tandberg.
Tandberg Estate.
Yep.
A little bit of tools on them. I mean, some good tools. And, the September auction offers a wide variety of things. There's some high-end tractors, a nice grain cart on it. And then we have a bunch of auctions coming up. I mean, we do that are going to offer everyone a little bit of everything they're looking for. We got some out in Montana. We got some in the area that's just, some nice farm equipment auctions, some nice vintage collector equipment. We're going to have tools, and we got the auctions we have out in Montana. Really nice welding shop. It's the cleanest, most organized welding shop I've been in a long, long time. And some high-end farm equipment auction. So there's just a lot coming up on our schedule here. So.
I think if I count right and estimate right and what I know about what we might have coming up, we're pretty darn close to 20 auctions that will soon be broadcast on our site that'll take place between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good run for that amount of time. When you think about it, we could be seeing snowflakes here in, a couple of months, less than 2 months, a few weeks, but we've got a very busy fall coming. Fall's a great time to have an auction. I was talking to a guy this morning about having an auction next year, and he said, we used to always talk about having a spring auction because spring was that time with great optimism, which it still is. There's no more optimism than in the spring. But the one great thing, if you're sitting there today thinking about having an auction, your equipment is mostly outside. If it's not outside, it's close to being outside. You don't have to dig it out to get it to where it has to be. And, last year, two of the auctions that we had right near the end of the year, we went to see the seller and they said, we're going to have an auction in the spring. And I said, why? Well, we just hadn't really thought about it. And I said, everything's outside. We can take pictures this afternoon. We can get somebody to come in here and clean this equipment up. And 3 weeks from now, we can have an auction. In both cases, you could hear from the living room, do what he says. So, and I always just think about it, do what he says. The one place, Jake, that'll never happen is at our house. Yes. So, but anyways, long story short, fall auctions are great. You've got guys that have money that they need to spend in accordance with their income for the year. They know where they're off at. It's good for the seller because they can easily get their equipment into a line and get it whooped into shape to have that auction. But really, we've got a really impressive line of auctions coming up this fall and a wide variety of auctions. Yep. Commercial auctions, estate auctions, collector tractors, lots of nice farm machinery. Like you said, there's a real expensive commodity cart on our upcoming consignment auction, some nice trucks and tractors, that Lebsock welding auction. Jay Lebsock's been a friend of mine for many years. I've known him in Fairview, Montana. He ran an excellent, excellent light manufacturing and welding shop that supported the sugar beet industry out there. Feel very honored to have that auction and sell the real estate as well. Got other farm auctions all throughout the region. And, like we always say, one of the auctions that's not broadcast yet on our website or posted there is yours. So when you plan that ever-important auction, give us the opportunity to do it, and you'll find out just how hard somebody will work for you to make that auction a success.
I was just going to say one thing, too. So it's interesting. One guy I was thinking about retiring and and it was talking the same thing about the spring sale, and we go, well, maybe do it in the fall. And he said, well, I got all this groundwork. Well, quite honestly, a lot of times a new renter would really prefer to prep the ground for next year the way they want to, and so don't look at that as a bad, you know, that you have to get your field work done, because your new renter will probably want to do it in a certain way they want to do it to prepare for their crop. Mm-hmm, right. So it's just something to think about a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ask the questions. Yep. Ask the questions, find out where you're off at, and ask us questions. You know, we can put together a pretty detailed estimate of what your equipment is worth for you just by doing a quick drive around with you, so you've got something to take to the accountant so you know where you're off at on your tax basis and whatnot, and what we think your equipment might bring. Equipment prices have always been, always will be, a moving target. You know, equipment is always going to be worth good money. There's a lot of talk about that right now. Do you think the value of equipment has dropped? I personally think, and I think Tom would agree with me, and that you guys would agree with me, I think the value of some things have dropped from last year, but they should have. There's inherent depreciation no matter what. Nothing should always be worth more next year than it was last year. There should be a little bit of depreciation assessed to every piece of equipment, but values are still high. I mean, when you look at the cost of new equipment, the availability of new equipment, you know, and something like even what this motor vehicle strike throws into the picture, you know what? Equipment prices are going to stay high for good quality used equipment. That's not going to change. So keep that in mind. You know, there's some stuff, yeah, that people have probably seen enough of, had enough of, or, you know, is obsolete to the current growing market. But at the end of the day, if you have good used equipment to sell, you don't have to worry much about the price. It'll always be good.
Yep. Yeah. Well, with that, I'd say that was a pretty good episode, guys, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think it went well.
Getting better and better every time we do this. But yeah, otherwise, thanks for coming on, Jake. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was fun.
Yeah.
Thank with you, that, Reed. Thanks for putting it on.
Yeah.
I try my best. Thank you.